you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Prince Harry arrives in London without Meghan. Could she have gone if she really wanted to? Bachelor Matt James caught between two women. Is it okay to date multiple people? And John Stamos gets brutally honest about baby number two.
We've been trying to have another one. It's been a little difficult. It's hard to, you know, do the things you have to do to make a baby when you're by yourself.
Daily Pop, it is all about the drama. Today we are talking family drama, dating drama, housewives drama, so much drama. Justin is out, so we are joined again by actor Jonathan Bennett, and welcome back to Kim.
Yes, yeah.
We missed you. All right, first up today, Prince Harry has returned to London without Meghan by his side. Buckingham Palace confirmed Harry will be attending Prince Philip's funeral this weekend, but Meghan, who is pregnant with baby number two, was advised by her doctor not to travel. So, have to ask, do you think she could have gone if she really wanted to?
Of course. Of course, she's the Duchess of whatever, and of course
Hastings.
She could. Yes, she's a Duchess and an actress and fantastic. Of course she could have gone if she wanted to, but she's pregnant, and when you're pregnant, it's not fun all the time. And it's not like it's down the street. You have to get on an airplane, you have to travel, and all of that. She didn't want to go. Now, let's not... Also remember, when she lands, it's gonna be extra paparazzi, because everyone's like, oh, Meghan's here now, stress on the baby, stress on her.
That's true.
And, you know, people asking questions, and then the family, oh, there she is, she comes.
Oh, that's gonna cause your stress, just having to look at them in the eyes.
Exactly.
It's too much.
I mean, we talked about this on Friday. Like, I feel very strongly about things like funerals. After losing my parents, they really affect the family. And when, if you don't want to go to the funeral, you don't have to. Everyone grieves differently. But I don't even think it's about that. Like, I think what she's doing is very classy. Like, whether it's the baby or not, if that's the real reason that people are saying, the fact that the drama that has happened over the past month, you know, with Harry and Meghan and the royal family, like, during this time, when the whole family and the nation's grieving, like, I think it's actually a classy move on her part not to go, because
it's respectful.
Like, it's not about us, because, you know, when she goes, it's all going to be about them and the question. So let the family grieve, let them have their moment, and then the time to reunite with a family after an Oprah interview where you told all the secrets probably isn't, you know, the funeral, that's probably not the time to reunite and see each other for the first time. So I'm actually into the fact that she's not going.
I actually am too. That's interesting you said that, because I was thinking about it, like, take it out of the royal context. My first thought when she wasn't gonna go, I was like, oh, but at the same time, I thought, you know what, let's say my sister-in-law and I were really into, like, just not getting along at all. Uh-huh. And there was a lot of drama there to the point where we weren't even speaking at all. And if something like that happened, I would not want my brother to bring her, because I would be like, no, this day is about my grandpa.
Yes.
And I want to focus on my grandpa. And I don't want to have her energy here, because we are not vibing right now. And family. She's married into family.
Right.
But you know what I mean?
Time and a place.
Like that.
Yes,
yeah.
I agree. but you know they're going to turn it around.
Right.
They're going to turn it around. It's not about being respect. How dare her not show up?
Right.
They're going to turn it around. Absolutely going to turn it against her.
But do you think since she's not going, we do know that she's not going to go, Harry and William will have a chance to mend their relationship over, because sometimes a loss in a family can bring people
yeah.
together again.
You know, when my dad died, I hadn't talked to one of my brothers that much over, you know, probably about 5 years. And when he passed away, it made all of the siblings, my stepbrothers and my stepsister and me, really, really close. And it brought us together. And we're still close to this day
wow.
after it. So there is something about a loss in a family that brings people together. And I think, you know, if... you know, Harry is going to go home and see the whole family. This could be a chance for, well, he is going home, to see everyone and come together.
Yeah, and I'm glad she's not there because now they get to see their son, their mm-hmm. brother, their cousin without her, and they don't have to bring any of that in. But also with funerals, there's a lot of emotion.
Uh-huh.
I know with my family, sometimes it's not as nice.
But don't you find that you act differently when you're not with your husband or partner around your family than when you are sometimes?
Maybe a little more relaxed.
Yeah.
Maybe just, I mean, at this point, it's pretty much the same, I think,
right.
because we've been together so long. But yeah, I think especially when the tensions are high.
Right.
Right.
You know, then for sure. So we never really had that much drama in the family,
right.
but I can imagine it, right? Like if for some reason I wasn't getting along with a sister-in-law,
right.
you know, my brother would probably act differently around me, because he'd probably be like, can you just make this
fake it. Stop. Fake it
right.
for 5 minutes.
I've married
but
her.
Even, but this, sometimes this is the time, what I was saying, even like my family, you might be getting along, but something happens,
mm-hmm.
you know, emotions are high, and you get in a little argument, and then I get the statue, and I try to hit you with it. Oops, sorry.
Sometimes.
I think, you know, that happens. But I think it'll be I'm hoping that they really get to spend some quality time together. They grew up together, like, hey, come on. And, you know, really
the first
talk
step
it out.
Is having an honest conversation between brothers. And
yes.
so I think it is better for Megan not to be there. And I think, you know, this might be the best opportunity for that to happen. So we will see.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm sure there will be a lot of reports because
oh.
people will be watching them like a hawk to
yes.
see if they're even looking at each other, talking to each other, all the things. All right, Britney Spears has an important message for you. Red is here.
Okay.
But nobody really knows what that means. So this all started last month when she posted Twisted Elegance introducing Red. Then pictures of a red car, red refrigerator, a red cat. Our cat in a red drawer. And then she had the gloves. You guys, so what is this red all about?
I don't know.
You decode Britney's messages. Is this an album? I'm thinking of the Taylor Swift album.
Look,
how? Who's letting her out to do an album? Go ahead.
No, but here's the thing. I don't think it's an album.
No.
Everyone's saying, like, is it an album?
No.
Is it a song? Is it a documentary? I don't think it's any of it. Like, I'm obsessed with her Instagram. I watch all of her fun videos
yeah.
and dance videos she does. I think this was just her and Sam, her boyfriend, playing Mad Libs, right?
Wait,
like, they're just sitting there, and he's like, okay, Britney, Mad Libs, are you ready? Name a color. She's like, red. Great. Okay, red is, name a location. She's like, where? Where are you now? Here. Red is here. Boom. Post.
That's
it.
That's what you think.
It's Mad Libs with Sam and
that's
Britney.
What you think.
Okay.
That's what it is.
I think it's those.
You really don't think there's any deeper thought at all, even though there's been, this is, listen, normally I'm with you, but it's just that there's been so many.
There's so many posts like this.
Yeah,
that
it's like, why keep using the same color unless you're trying to get us to wonder about it?
I don't know. I just hope she takes those 80 gloves off. I don't think we wear the cutoff red gloves. She pulled those way up out of her 90s of the drawer.
I like them.
You like them. And you also like the shape of the alien look of the
head. I mean, here's the thing. When I was a young gay in Ohio and Britney was top of the world, I would wear those red gloves and just, you drive me crazy. Like,
yes.
I was in the living room when my parents would leave. They'd come back and I'd watch football.
Can't wait, yeah. I was watching the Dolphins.
And where were you? Where were you? In the
Toledo, Ohio.
But where were you, in the mirror in your room?
Oh, all of the mirrors. In my mom's robe, this is off topic, swear to God, I danced to Bette Midler's Wind Beneath My Wings wearing my mom's robe in her bedroom, and she came in and walked in and saw it.
What'd she say?
What are you doing?
same thing with me, but I had on something else or something.
What do you think, Britney's? What do you think this is?
I don't know. I want to believe that more music's coming because I always want more music from Britney, and I want to think that this is like a big announcement. I don't know, though.
Honestly, what do you think they allow Britney to do? Maybe I'm a conspiracy theorist. I believe. I don't know. What are they allowing her to do? Would they allow her to do?
I think they would, because more music, more money.
True.
I don't think that they would ever say no to that. I think Britney has said that she wasn't going to perform as long as her dad was in control. That was just a rumor going around for a long time. So I think that it's been Britney that said, I don't want to. As far as, like, maybe she doesn't want to do a stage thing, but, like, releasing a song nowadays, you know, as you've learned through COVID, you can do it from your home.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, artists are
doing
it all the
time. And she loves the music. So
she could essentially be doing all this from home on her own time and her own schedule, not as much pressure of, like, booking the studio time and getting other people involved. Like, really, she could do a lot of this by sending, I mean, a lot of it nowadays, like, you don't even need to see each other. I mean, how many songs are put together from two artists, a collaboration who've never even met? You know,
there's a lot.
This happens all the time. So I would love it to be music. I'm with you though. Like, it could go.
It's Mad Libs.
It could be Mad Libs. It could be something bigger.
Or it's music.
And if we're lucky, dear God, hi, it's me again. Please let it be a music video that Britney shot in her house that she's releasing. Thanks, amen.
All red.
Can you imagine?
All right, you guys, still ahead. Jealousy, lies, and catfights. We have the exclusive first look at the wild new season of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Plus, Chrissy Teigen's really struggling without Twitter, the crazy thing she just did next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
That's Kid Cudi performing on Saturday Night Live. He wore the floral dress in tribute to Kurt Cobain, who died 27 years ago last week.
Wow. 27 years
ago. Can you believe that?
No, not at all.
I'm a fan of this. I think he looks great. If I could look that good in a dress performing, I would do it. But I don't look that good. Like, I think it was a really tasteful, well-done thing to do to honor Kurt Cobain. I think it's fantastic.
Yeah,
because he didn't put on makeup with it or lipstick or anything. He wasn't trying to be in drag.
Yeah.
However, if he would, he would totally clean up on RuPaul's Drag Race. I'm just saying, he would annihilate the competition.
He looks good. All right, in today's Pop of Love, Chrissy Teigen deleted her Twitter account last month, saying the social media site was just too negative for her. But now she's got her husband, John Legend, tweeting for her. He posted, "Chrissy would like me to tweet that if you were already prone to needing attention, you will absolutely experience extreme vaccine side effects, and she misses y'all." I absolutely love that because that is the truth. Here's some more proof that she just cannot quit social media.
I don't have Twitter and I have an emergency. John just asked for an urn of coffee.
So, does it count as leaving Twitter if you post through your husband?
She's cheating. She's absolutely cheating.
She cannot stay away.
She can't help it.
She's coming back.
Yeah.
She's the queen of Twitter. She really is. Not only am I happy that she's talking through John, but Chrissy, we want you back.
Yeah.
Like, please come back. The world needs you on Twitter.
She didn't have to be on Twitter. She has the need to talk. She has to have a reason to communicate. So she needs to just go ahead and be on the talk.
There you go.
Osborne, and then she has an outlet.
Yeah, I mean, she has that gift to find comedy in everyday things.
It's genius.
And not everybody has that. So, Chrissy, you should utilize that. That's, I mean, as you have over your whole career. But, you know, we do miss it.
We miss her.
Yeah, she's funny.
I'm losing my voice.
She's so emotional.
Oh, my God, you're emotional, Chrissy.
I know. Okay. I'll get over it. Okay. Bachelor Matt James started out dating 25 women. Now we're still confused over his love life. Matt broke up with Rachel Kirkconnell after the whole Bachelor scandal, but then last week she visited him in New York. A source close to Matt tells us that they're just friends. Then another woman came forward claiming she had also been chatting with Matt. So... and allegedly, Rachel is upset and mad because she was under one impression of what the relationship was doing versus what apparently Matt thought the relationship was doing. What do you guys think's going on here?
Come on now, Rachel. Go ahead and sit down. Take several seats. How's Rachel going to go through all this controversy and then think, oh, Matt's just going to jump back in public? Mm-hmm. No, we can go see each other in New York and around a little bit. I can't claim you. No, he cannot.
Let me just throw this out there. Okay. There's an alleged conversation. We have not verified it, but Rachel has allegedly said that Matt was all about her, been talking to her every single day, really wanted her to come to New York, was cool with being seen out together. So that's why they went out and publicly and people saw the photos of them. So if he's willing to go out with her, if you're at that point where he is telling you, we're back together, I like you, all this stuff, and then you find out that he's been texting or maybe talking to another girl, even if it wasn't anything serious, I think you have the right to be pissed off as Rachel. If you are under the impression that you guys are moving forward and you're trying to be together, then you're under that impression.
You know, I cannot believe that Daily Pop found out about me and Matt. I'm out of here.
You can't hide from us. We follow
you. How
do you
find that out? I told Matt to keep it under wraps.
I mean, here, I agree with you, Krista. Like, if you're under the impression, that's one thing. But, you know, when you're dating someone, you're getting to that point, you need to have the conversation. Okay, this is us. We're exclusive. This is what's happening. And if not, like, forgive me, but the two people that are famous for going on a show whose sole purpose is to multi-date and make out with each other in front of each other are now mad because he was talking to someone else while they were supposed to be talking. Like, pick your battles, kids.
You know,
pick your battles.
I'm actually taking this back. So have you ever been with somebody who cheated on you or did something bad? And then they try really, really hard to get you back for the longest time, but you're not there yet.
Yes.
But it's like, if you found out, even though you're not back together, if you found out the other person was talking to someone else, then you're like, no, I'm done. Because you need to be like crying and working on me nonstop.
Right.
But I still have the right to say to people, is that where Matt is? I'm saying, like, if Rachel was the cheater.
Right.
And
she was.
So does Rachel have the right to be mad, or is she still supposed to be just begging?
She should be groveling and begging and walking around with Black Lives Matter posters.
Right. I mean, if you mess up at a 10, you have to make up for it at an 11, right?
Right.
So you have to overcompensate for something that you've done wrong.
And so you...
Yeah.
Should this couple just quit each other?
Yeah, you know what? Because this is a bigger thing.
Please.
Because we're missing it, though. It's a bigger situation. She not only... She lied about who she was.
Mm-hmm.
And so she needs to publicly... Remember, she said she's going to do the work. Mm-hmm. Then do the work. We should see her doing the work. He should see her doing the work. Because Matt has to not only, if he's going to date her, he's going to have the pressure of the community.
Yeah.
You know, everyone is going to be looking at him. You're going to be looking at him. I'm going to be looking at him. Like, what are you doing?
Well, you're secretly dating him. So, I mean, you got
to
post
it.
So how is it?
It's fantastic.
It's going well.
How did somebody get him to take that beard off?
Tell me those details at commercial.
Oh, yes. I will. He is all that. Add a bag of chips. Hey, Matt. Hey. Talk to you at lunch.
Coming up, we are hanging with John Stamos and what he's admitting about fatherhood and his plans for baby number two. That new interview is next. So, Kim, you in?
Yeah.
If you like a good murder mystery story, you'll love June's Journey, a free hidden object mobile game where Detective June Parker unravels the mystery of her sister's death. Travel back to the beautifully illustrated 20s, find clues, discover hidden objects, and watch the story unfold with new chapters released weekly. Put your detective skills to the test. Download June's Journey on Android or iOS, or play online via Facebook Games.
Welcome back to Daily Pop. It's time to take a look at the stories making headlines in today's Hollywood Minute. It's been almost 17 years since Friends went off the air, and now the cast is done filming the reunion. According to the Friends official Instagram page, they wrapped this weekend and could not be any more excited. Same here. No word yet on when the reunion will premiere, but keep an eye on HBO Max for all the details. I cannot wait. Okay, the Directors Guild Awards were on Saturday night, and Chloe Zhao made history by taking home the top prize for her film Nomadland. Now, Chloe is the first woman of color to win Best Director at the DGA Awards, and only the second woman to win it ever. She took home the prize 12 years after Kathryn Bigelow won in 2009 for The Hurt Locker. And Nick Cannon is seeing double again. DJ Abby De La Rosa just announced on Instagram that she and Nick are expecting twins. Now, this will be Nick's fifth and sixth child. He has a four-year-old son and a baby daughter with model Brittany Bell. He also has eight-year-old twins with ex Mariah Carey. So congrats to Nick, Abby, and the whole family. And that is your Hollywood Minute. All right, I just caught up with John Stamos, and he is sharing some big baby news. He also told me all about his latest role as coach of an all-girls basketball team. Congratulations.
Thank you. Did you have a baby?
I did have a baby.
Last time I saw you, you were pregnant.
Yes.
Great. How's it going?
Good. I actually have two babies now. I don't know which pregnancy I was when I saw you last. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. We've been trying to have another one. It's been a little difficult. But of course, I've been quarantined three times, so it's hard to, you know, do the things you have to do to make a baby when you're by yourself. But yeah. It's been great. But it's been, you know, look, the pandemic, the only silver lining to it really for me has been to be able to spend so much time with my son and my wife. And he laughs. He just loves to laugh. He's like, laugh.
The cutest little boy in the world. Oh, my gosh.
But he is cute. And he loves to just laugh. And that's been the highlight of getting through this, you know.
I love it. Do you think when he gets a little older that you'll be coaching his basketball team?
I don't know. Here's the thing. I'm trying to veer him towards music and this thing, you know, theater and stuff, but he goes out and I give him a guitar and he wants to throw it. I think he's going to be into sports. And as I don't know if you know, but I was not and I am not. And playing a coach was the hardest part of this. It was, I'm not making a joke, it's more difficult to remember some of this lingo coach stuff than I did on playing a doctor on ER. It doesn't
really.
But I really hunkered down and I said, I gotta pull this off.
Coach Marvin Korn is going from the NCAA to some fancy high school.
Here's a show about a guy who, you know, is stuck in his way. He coaches one way. He doesn't look at people. He looks at them as X and O's. All he cares about is basketball. And you throw him into a show with all women. And instead of staying in his way, he releases some of his preconceived ideas or his assumptions of these girls, and that's where the growth is, and that's where we're breaking stereotype, and I think that's it. Kind of opens it all up, and you see that happening.
It's so good, and you touch on a lot of the things that kids are facing today, which is also very interesting and also probably intimidating being a parent, making me think like, oh God, I'm not ready for high school years. Thank God we have some time for that.
What's your oldest? How old is he?
They're little, only three, so we've got some time.
Are they both boys?
I have a boy and a girl. And I gotta say, I saw your picture you put on Instagram of the Olsen twins at Disneyland.
Right.
Were they the cutest little kids back in the day? What's your favorite memories of working with them when they were younger?
Oh, that was a good one. I remember I took them to Disneyland a couple times, I think. That was a special day. You know, I posted that and I didn't say that who it was, and it did well, but it wasn't like, I don't think people know who I'm there with. Yeah, I remember that day pretty clearly.
Do you still talk to them?
I don't talk to the twins as much, no, but I see, you know, the cat, you know, obviously the cast, although we missed each other, and we got together for about 5 years. We were in each other's lives every minute of the day, and now I think we're like, okay, we'll see you in a little while.
He's so fun, always so nice.
That's so funny.
You guys should watch his new show. It's called Big Shot. It premieres Friday on Disney+. It's really, really cute. The whole family will love it. All right, up next, it's finally time for our Beverly Hills Housewives exclusive, and the ladies are out of control. From Erica Jane's shocking divorce to new housewife jealousy, we are unpacking all the drama when we come back. Okay, guys, get ready, because we have an exclusive first look at the new season of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. There's catfights, lavish shopping sprees, and the housewives are sharing their darkest secrets. Check it out.
Guys, why don't we play this game where we say two truths and one lie, and we have to guess what's the lie.
Okay.
Okay?
Two truths and a lie.
Let's hear it, Erica.
Here it is. You ready?
I did not see it ending this way. I was going to hold that man's hand till he died.
With any of the lawsuits, like, did you have a heads up? Is that why you got divorced?
No, I did not.
Orphans and widows, it makes you feel sick.
Did you know any of this?
No one knows the answer but him.
What's wrong with being fake and phony sometimes?
I don't know what to say about that.
Buy it, buy it, buy it.
How much is that?
1.2 million.
Wow.
Who wants to kick in a little something to buy this?
You need to kick in my legal fund, you bet.
And it's somewhere around 53 million.
I've never felt so poor in my life.
Kathy Hilton's here.
Look how beautiful.
That's the way we like it.
Ba-boom, ba-boom,
ba-boom.
Hi.
Woo!
Crystal,
oh,
Minkoff.
Why have you been hiding this body?
You're an inappropriate, awkward person because you're jealous.
Whoa.
Period.
You, Crystal. Jealous of what? Your ugly leather pants?
I texted her and I didn't hear back.
Kim changed her number.
She did?
I'm going with my friends.
He's too damn old.
I know.
He's old.
And he's got three kids.
I am not a liar. You have a lot of nerve.
Don't talk to me like that.
Or what?
Seriously.
Or what?
Or nothing.
Right, exactly. Shut the up.
Oh!
Wow.
Good.
I can't wait to watch.
I know.
Crunchy.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Erica is not having it.
Ooh.
Oh, can you imagine taking her on? She's,
no,
she's scary.
She is.
I'm terrified of her.
Oh. Yes, yeah, yeah. She's a little wicked witchy.
And I'm excited to see how Lisa Rinna reacted when she found out her daughter was dating Scott Disick. That the first, no matter what she came to terms with and how at peace she might be, that first reaction had to be like, "You're doing what?"
Mm-hmm.
You're doing what, honey?
I'm sorry, what?
who?
Right.
And then she did a dance, obviously, probably afterwards.
Yeah. Oh, and then my favorite line of them all. Jealous of what? Your leather pants.
Your ugly leather pants. She was like, she didn't even know what to say. She was like, the ones I have on?
I thought they were cute. The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills Season 11 premieres May 19th on Bravo, and they're making history with the first Asian-American housewife, Crystal Kung Minkoff. Do you think she is going to bring the most drama this season, or will it be Kathy?
Oh.
I think it might be Erica.
Erica Jane seems pretty hot in that trailer, so.
Exactly.
I think it's going to be Erica Jane. I think it's going to be a twist.
Absolutely. I don't know. It's fantastic. I want to look at her. Wow.
She's ready. All right, you guys. After 11 seasons, Shameless sadly came to an end last night with some controversy. So right now, this is your spoiler alert. I'm going to give you 0.2 seconds to put on mute if you need to, because I don't want anybody to get upset with me. But here's what's making everybody sad about this ending. Wow. So William H. Macy's character died of COVID, and as he passes away, he imagines himself rising above the rooftops as he narrates a letter giving advice to his family. Now, Emmy Rossum did not return for the series finale, even though a lot of fans were really hoping that she would. What series finales have pissed you off the most?
Oh, my God.
Put it gracefully.
First of all, I'm mad I never got a chance to be on them.
I know.
Nancy Pimenthal, that was my good friend. She was an executive producer. So I was very excited. I was like, she was like, we're going to bring you on, Kim. Yeah, okay. It's over.
Yeah, I get that call all the time, too. That never happens.
Yeah, for sure. We're definitely going to get you on.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
uh-huh. But he died of COVID, which fans can be upset, but at the same time, I think they're trying to show, you know, what's going on these days. You know, people are dying, and this is what happened. Now, I had my worst, I would say, final episode was on Dexter. I was a big Dexter fan, and I was truly disappointed. You know, he ended up being like a lumberjack or something.
Yeah.
It was just a mess.
Dexter was such a good show. I mean, obviously the big one everyone talks about is Sopranos.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was one of the big fan endings where everyone just goes, what?
Yeah.
And I think this ending of Shameless isn't going to be too far off of that, because that show is it's such a fan cult show that people just love. And even though it's an interesting choice to use COVID, for him to end the series with him passing away, but like, I don't know. I'm interested to see how the fans are going to react, because this is, it's not what anyone would have ever expected.
Yeah. On the flip side, two shows that, like, some of the shows that I love when they have a great ending, like, I thought Friends ended amazingly. It just gave you like that warm hug, and it tied every bow that you needed, and you felt really good about it. I thought Scandal ended perfectly. So those are like two that I feel like have nailed it. But yeah, it's touchy, because especially whenever you're a big fan, you're just pissed that it's ending in general. So it's really hard to make me happy.
Make everyone happy. Like even Young and Hungry, a lot of fans were upset with the show because we never had an ending. We thought the season was going to come back another season. It's the worst when they don't come back.
And that's why when on like Netflix and things, I won't watch series if I see they only have two episodes two seasons, because I'm like, I know that you didn't wrap it all up. It just got canceled.
Yep.
So I'm not going to be satisfied at the end, because there's not going to be an ending.
But what about when it gets weak and it starts getting watered down and they have so many episodes and you're near the end, like the eighth year? I was watching one on Netflix. It's going to sound crazy. Merlin. I was really into Merlin and all the magic. And toward the last day, I was like, so it was just getting, and I never watched the last two episodes because I felt like I didn't want it to end.
Yeah, I know.
But it was not, I don't know.
Well, you guys, after the break, model and Wipeout host Camille Kostek is here. Her wild TV confessions, plus what it's really like dating Rob Gronkowski.
You got it.
That was it.
Don't go anywhere.
Nailed it.
Gronk. The Gronk.
The Gronk.
How's the course looking down there, Camille?
Nicole, will you please tell Mr. Cena that the course is amazing, the contestants are fired up, and that if you invite a friend to dinner, to please not ask them to split the check.
Oh, here we go. Will you tell Miss Kostek that I only carry cash and I wasn't expecting her to order two entrees?
It was shrimp-a-thon. Shrimp for now, shrimp for later. What did you expect?
Wipeout is one of TV's wildest shows, and Camille Kostek gets a front row seat to all of that craziness because she is one of the hosts. Welcome, Camille.
Woo-hoo. It's so nice to talk to you guys. I wish I was there in person, but, you know, I'm happy you can make this work.
Well, we wish you were here, too. We were just commenting how stunning you look. Stunning. You are so beautiful.
You guys are beautiful.
Oh. Now, is there anything you've seen shooting Wipeout that was too wild to show on TV? Because I know a lot of things go on that show that have to be hilarious that we can't show. So do you have any behind the scenes you can tell us?
Yes. I mean, let me tell you, this is TV. So they like all of the quirky moments. They like all of the things, I don't know, like if I get thrown up on, they're going to show it. So if you missed last week's episode, it's all out there. My dry heaving, you know, when I signed up for the job, I didn't expect that, you know, maybe someone might puke on me when they finish the course. I guess that is an obvious thing.
Oh my God.
I mean, they share it. They show it.
How did you handle that? Because I think I would have thrown up on them back.
So I am walking off set being like, give me a moment. But they're like, we're on a tight schedule. You guys know in TV how it works.
Yeah.
You know, everything has to keep moving. And they're like, you're going to do the interview while this is still happening, even if you're dry heaving. So, you know, it's all out there for the people to enjoy. A lot of people got some laughs. So if you missed the episode, it's okay. There's a lot more moments like that coming.
Wow. Okay. So it is intense, the course that they make them do. Your man Gronk is obviously very much in shape, but how would he do on Wipeout?
You want to know what? I have learned from watching the course so many times, and I don't know if I'm giving away any secrets, that the more you go in without a strategy, the better you do. So I think he would have a good time doing that. He's very spontaneous. He's very in the moment. So I think he would just gun it and go for it, and he'd probably clear all the big balls, and he'd probably make a pretty good time.
Okay.
I could see that happening, and that's what happens when you watch it so many times. You kind of learn to strategize what people are doing, you know. Yeah. So I think I think you'd have a leg up. But you two make such a great team on the show. What NFL couple would you want to challenge on Wipeout? That's the question.
Ooh. Okay. I'm gonna go with former NFL couple Eric Decker and Jesse James. They're up for a good time. They're friends of ours. I would love to see them just take on the course, and I think we would have a lot. I think Jesse and I would have a lot more fun watching the boys like that while we conquer it.
Oh my God, I would love to see that. All right, well, this year got off to a great start for you and Rob celebrating his Super Bowl win, and the victory celebrations got pretty crazy. We all saw that video of Tom Brady getting tipsy. Please, come on, I'm so jealous of you. I want to be on that boat. Like, how fun was that day?
You know, I always tell Rob, you know, thank you for spoiling me and my life in the sense of you and your team keep winning. New city, new team, because I get to go along for these boat parades, these duck boat parades, these ring ceremonies, all these fun, like once in a lifetime moments that they let me relive over and over again. So I have so much fun. You make so many great friends in the community. Yeah. The games are electric. I love that environment, and it's the best time.
Well, speaking of once-in-a-lifetime moments, any big plans for summer? Maybe getting you a ring to match his Super Bowl ring? I'm just saying.
You know, I wish Rob got asked this question as often as I do, because isn't it the man who gets down and winning half the time supposed to be surprised?
Good point. Tell Rob that we sent the question his way.
Yeah. We were denied. No, I'm just kidding.
Camille, thank you so much for joining us. We love talking to you.
Oh, you guys are awesome. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming. You guys, you can watch Wipeout Thursdays on TBS. All right, coming up, Catherine Zeta-Jones shares a wild new beauty secret, and I'm not sure I could do it. Plus, would you kick your family out of your wedding if they violated your no-kid rule? We'll discuss after the break. She's so cute.
Hey, Veronica.
She's adorable.
So cute. Thank you, Camille.
Bye, guys. Thank you. So great.
Bye. Can't wait.
Welcome back. And today's Would You Do It? Okay, Catherine Zeta-Jones admits she dreams of being old so she can gorge on desserts, because right now she never eats sweets. So Catherine told the Wall Street Journal she only eats real food because she wants to look as good as she did 30 years ago. So no desserts, no sweets ever. Could you totally give up something you love to look good?
Oof. Kim?
I'm a weakling. No. I mean, you know, thank God, you know, I've been losing weight and trying to, you know, we're on WW, but let me tell you something. I don't think I could do it. I don't think I can give up sweets. I mean, I feel like I should just do what most of Hollywood does, you know, eat the sweets and then get surgery.
Yeah.
Hey,
I'm not opposed to
it. I actually had air sculpting done because here's the thing.
Wait, what is that?
It's like the new form of like fat sucking out of.
Oh.
Yes, and I had it done. It was amazing, Elite Body Sculpt. But the thing is, I worked on Cake Wars. So for seasons, all I did was had to eat cake. Like, that was my job.
Oh my God.
So I totally feel for it, because the sweets are what do it. And like next month, I'm shooting a movie where I die nude in the scene in a horror film. So I'm like right now in the process of, you know, basically not eating anything but lettuce and air to get in shape for it. So what she's doing is actually smart, because I would ride the yo-yo up and down.
Yeah.
And she's like, if I just stay at one even weight, then she doesn't have to worry about it. So I don't have the willpower to do it, but I appreciate that she does it if that makes her happy.
Oh my God.
People can do that. Some people are so good at like cutting out that bad stuff, 100%, no sweets, and they just do it with almost ease. And I envy those people, because I don't have that in me. I literally grew up in a family My father straight up has ice cream
every night.
Single night.
Like before bed.
Fail.
Scoop of ice cream.
And if I'm home, he hands me the ice cream. And if it's in my hand, I can't not eat it. And so I literally will have to argue with him and I'll say, go away and eat it somewhere else because if it's in front of me, I'm gonna wanna eat it. And so, yeah, sweet tooth is definitely in my nature. It's in my blood. Mm-hmm. I grew up with sweets around all the time, so I could never completely give away. I do, when I am on a health kick, then I will cut them out for
an extended period of time. It takes a minute. Once you start, you can do it. But if you go back and nibble a little bit on the sweet, you're back in there.
It's hard.
It is so hard.
You're like eating one. You're like, I'll have one scoop of peanut butter. And then you eat it. And then 2 minutes later, the scoop is the size of your face.
Why did you say that?
It's just one scoop. Right, but it weighs a pound.
I eat peanut butter every night before I go to bed. Just one of those little cups. I can't
Oh, my God. Just one little. All right, up next, Priyanka's bold look, Anna Kendrick's thigh-high slit gown, and so much more. How we really feel about the fashion at the BAFTAs. Okay, looking at these photos now, really got to throw away all the ice cream.
It has a really talented cast, and I'd like to think that people will want to follow this crazy character that I play, Leslie.
My name is Leslie Knope, and I work for the Parks and Recreation Department.
I play a character named Tom Haverford, who's basically like Amy's right-hand man, and he's kind of like this kind of suave, like young Bill Clinton type dude. He's actually a guy that looks like me, and he's kind of a douchebag.
From time to time, when I think of an eloquent saying or a phrase, I have Tom write it down. He's collected them from my memoirs.
Here's Leslie's quote from Wednesday.
I got this job sort of the old-fashioned way and auditioned for it a whole bunch of times. It was a process going in. I had to really fight for it, but I got it.
I have no idea what I'm doing, but I know I'm doing it really, really well.
Working with Amy is great. I'm so lucky to get to do scenes with her. I still can't believe I get to. She's so funny, and yeah, we get to, you know, mess around a little bit and improvise here and there.
Are you all right?
Perfect. I'm gonna go see a man about some porcelain, you know what I mean? I'm not buying cocaine. I'm going to the bathroom, the Whiz Palace, as I like to call it, and I'm not calling Ann. So, Ann, we have a serious code, Ben.
That's a throwback look at the stars of Parks and Recreation, which debuted 12 years ago. You can also catch every season of the show on Peacock. And if you don't have it yet, grab your phone, scan the QR code on your screen. And if you sign up through our code, you may make a commission. Okay, we need to talk about fashion at the BAFTAs over the weekend. Priyanka Chopra Jonas wore a bold two-piece outfit with a very open floral red top. Nick kept it classic and an Armani tux. What do y'all think?
I like it.
I like it. I like the top. I don't know about the bottoms, but...
Really?
She's so beautiful. She can wear anything.
Literally.
Now, the white, it's just throwing me off a little bit, but I love the top.
It's an outfit you'd have to study, right? You're like looking, it's a lot going on. So you're like, okay, so the hair looks cute and the little tassel in the chest and then the skirt and then, oh, she's got hose on with the black. Okay. I do like it, but I have to really take it all in. It takes a minute.
The black shoes threw you off, didn't it? And like pumps and everything.
As much as I love them together, I think it's even better here that of what he wore while she was wearing that. It married together nicely, right? Like how simple his look was. For hers, I think it actually complemented each other really well.
Okay.
Yeah, good. Okay.
All right, nice.
Now check out the gorgeous Andra Day. She wore a green halter gown by Ellie Saab with a gold chain detail.
It is gorgeous.
I love that color.
The color is beautiful. It fits her nicely. I love it.
Love the glam. Love the hair. Love the earrings.
She's gorgeous. Yep. She looks fantastic. It almost reminds me of like Nickelodeon. Remember when they'd be like, slime? And then they're like, slime will come down. Yeah. But like super sexy, beautiful fashion version of that. Like the most gorgeous version of that you could possibly have.
Got it. Nice save there.
Yeah, that's a good
Anna Kendrick wore a metallic pink and gold bleated Zuhair Mirag gown with a thigh-high slit. Very glam. That's always a very flattering silhouette.
Yeah, it's I don't know, it's fine. It's
really?
A little, the curtains at the bottom, it's a little.
The curtains.
Yeah, I don't know if I like it.
The color is not my favorite, but it works for Anna Kendrick because she kind of is this glam, but she brings a little gothy vibe to her sometimes.
She does.
Okay,
then
I'll go with that then.
Okay, last one. Cynthia Erivo. She stood out in the silver gold jeweled mini Louis Vuitton. Woo!
Okay, Cynthia, you know, she is always fashion forward and goes extra.
Yes.
Extra mile. And her things are always, every time she wears something, it's always different.
Yeah. All right, so, well, we're out of time. Tomorrow we're talking to Katy Perry about hairy legs and bathroom selfies. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for being here. Come back tomorrow, okay?
You come back tomorrow?
We will.